All right, we are back after a 1 week absence. It's Short in Person here with my man Handsome Shrek.
Hello, hello. Short in Person here had a 1 week quarantine. he was talking too much shit.
We had to put him back
over there real quick.
We had to calm me down because apparently I talk way too much shit. So we had to calm me down. Send me home for a couple days, get a test, which was much easier and not as bad as I had been hearing.
So not a brain scrape.
We did not get the brain scrape, the nasal swab, I guess is what it's called. We did essentially what you would do for a strep test. You know, just the back of your throat with a Q-tip and easy peasy. I was in and out and I'd say 8 minutes, maybe.
How about that?
So it was easy. Results took 5.5 days to get back, which is kind of funky, but I don't know, man. It depends on where you go, what time you go. You know, I heard if you go down to the convention center, you can get them back the next day, but some people are taking 7 to 10 days.
Well, I tell you what, at least we're fortunate enough that it's not like the NBA.
Yes. That would suck.
That would be awful. Taking appointments starting in September.
DMV, NBA, whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't know why. It's not a new organization. It's not something that isn't in business every day of the week except Sunday. Why is it such a hassle to get things done there? It almost seems like it's on purpose.
Intentional.
But what's the purpose? It doesn't even make sense.
No idea. You would almost think like, okay, let's think of it pre-COVID, how long things took and how you got to wait. You make an appointment, they call your number. Basically, they were already doing COVID protocols before
right.
COVID, and somehow they got worse. They're like, oh, shit, everyone's our level now. What can we do to make this even slower?
How can
slower?
We slow this down?
Oh,
I've never been able to understand. I just had to go, actually, a couple months ago to get the new license. The
new real ID?
Yeah, the new real ID. Now, it's so weird because I had the real ID for like 2 years or something. And then it was like, well, yeah, you got it, but you got to bring us a little bit more information.
Just to make sure it's still you.
Yeah. So
really
so,
real.
So bring this, bring that, bring this, bring that. So I think I took two or three pieces of identification mail.
Keep things above
with
the belt.
Me. Took it, and then, you know, so they make you take a picture, and then they fucking charge you for it. But I'm like, why are you charging me? I didn't ask for the new license. What the hell's going on here?
Well, we wanted more money in our system. So that's why we sent you this notification to come give us some more money.
It's the most ridiculous thing ever. So, but we got it done. And shit, at the end of the day, I guess that's all that really matters, right?
Yep, that's all that really matters.
But yeah. So what's up with you?
Nothing much. Got myself a nice little haircut.
I see it. It is beautiful, by the way. If you kids can see this.
It is glorious. It is the COVID haircut. You'll notice this period in time is going to be marked by all the different haircuts everyone's going to have coming out of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a haircut as well. And also shaved this beard down a little bit. I had to get it to some sort of semblance of being
of normal.
Yeah, of normalcy. Because it was out of hand.
It was unruly, one might say.
Yes, yes, everyone might say. It was terrible. But so along with that, you know, the other thing that we're looking at getting into is to get the health back on track. You know, yeah. We've with the quarantine for 3 months and then, you know, trying to get back into a good rhythm. You know, we continue to workouts every day, of course, but there was some times of just being bad, you know. When Duncan is calling You gotta answer.
They gotta answer the call.
So my D&D diet, my donuts and Doritos diet, kind of.
Doritos before or after the donuts, or same time?
It's after. See, I'm a sweet and salt, but I like the sweets first, and then it kind of brings in the salt afterwards. So, okay. But we're gonna do the best we can over these next couple months to get back to where we were prior to
what? Prior to getting fat.
Yeah, prior to be a fat ass.
Oh shit.
So that's what the goals are coming up here for the end of summer, heading into fall, and ultimately into winter and everything. So
today's a special day.
Is it?
Yeah. Baseball.
Ah yes. Baseball is back. Baseball, let's go O's.
Back. where the hell are the O's starting off?
I actually have no idea. I am, you know, I've just been out of it with a lot of the sports, mainly because there haven't been any.
Well, but speaking of which, did you also notice, like, even when you just kind of catch glimpses of certain sports, of like how weird they are now?
Yeah, with no fans.
No fans. Well, I was watching yesterday, I was getting my hair cut. They had boxing on TV. Is there any reason they switched it from 12 rounds to 8 rounds of boxing?
No, but that's what happened?
Both the boxing matches that they had back-to-back, like the end of the one and the start of another one, were 8-round matches.
Weird. I did just see...
Or bouts, or whatever you want to call it.
Yes. Say it right, William.
Sorry, I apologize.
I did see an advertisement just now that Mike Tyson is going to fight Roy Jones Jr. in an 8-round exhibition
fight. With what, walkers?
Oh, well, one's 54 and one's 51. So if they don't have walkers before the fight, they might have some after, you know?
I don't know. Mike has got to be the winner, though, hands down.
Yeah, I don't even... I'm not even 100% sure they're in the same weight class, so that would just...
Well,
seems odd, but maybe that's why it's an exhibition and not a sanctioned bout.
Man.
But
I think Mike still has it. He has that punch.
I mean, have you seen him practicing and training, getting ready?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
Scary?
Yeah.
That's a scary dude.
Yeah.
That is a scary dude right there. One of the most feared dudes, I would say, in the ring.
Yeah. So that's interesting. But like you said, yeah, sports are just, you know, I've watched a few NASCAR races with, you know, no fans and, you know, empty.
How weird is it that golf is so silent?
Silence on top of silence?
You can actually hear birds now.
Yeah. And I've watched some soccer and, you know, again, I think they've done things where they've put in. Or where they have cardboard cutouts of fans. And lacrosse, the MLL has been going on all week. They'll have that championship game this weekend. They've actually been playing down at the Naval Academy. And then the PLL is going to start this weekend, and they're going to play, I think, for 11 days or something like that. So it's a lot of weird stuff going on. But what the PLL had was you could order a cardboard cutout of yourself, and they're going to put those cardboard cutouts in the stands and make it look like it's fans there.
So you can, awesome.
so you could do it of yourself if you wanted to. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
But other than that, so I know basketball is getting ready to start their thing. They have a nice bubble where the players are in. So they're getting ready to start their thing. But as far as baseball is concerned, so you say it starts today.
Today.
So I'll have to take your word for it. But I don't know, like, where they're playing, when they're playing, or any of that stuff.
So part of the way they're doing it is they're pretty much keeping it, everyone's playing in their divisions. It's going to be trimmed down to a 60-game
season, okay.
60-game season. And when you play the National League and American League, they play, NL East and AL East play. So the travel's the minimized distance.
That makes sense.
So that's how they're going to go about doing it, and it's going to be the biggest asterisk next to a Baltimore Orioles World Series.
World champions, baby.
World champs.
Woo!
Like, what did they say in baseball? like in terms of records and games. What did they say?
Isn't it like the pre-steroid era and post-steroid era?
No, well,
era?
I'm saying in terms of wins and losses. Do you know what they say?
No.
They say you win 60 games, you lose 60 games. That's the universal standard. It's what you do with the other 42 mm-hmm. that determine how your season goes.
Makes sense.
Outside of two instances, one of which being the Orioles, that didn't win 60 games in one of the seasons, that holds true across the board. Because you got 81 home, 81 away.
Right.
So with this abbreviated season, I mean, really, what's baseball? Baseball is longevity.
Long as hell.
Whoa! Dude, that is America's...
Speaking as a dad who has to sit through the baseball games, that's why I say that. Please, no one take offense. Or take offense, I don't care.
Anyone who thinks baseball is boring, pick a team, root for them. And when they finally have a playoff game, go to a playoff game. And you will find that it is the most electrifying event where you're on the edge of your seat every single pitch. One pitch can end it.
Every single pitch?
Every single pitch.
I wouldn't say that. Are you serious?
Every pitch.
Are you serious?
Every pitch.
The third pitch of the first inning is on the edge of your seat.
You hit home run?
You haven't even sat down yet. Be honest.
Well, in
7:05 start?
Playoff game.
Oh, you're talking about playoffs.
Playoffs.
All right. Now, I'll give you playoffs.
Now, with this abbreviated season, I tell you
every
what,
game is a playoff.
Every game is a playoff.
Right.
Because that's what I'm talking about. Baseball is longevity. Like, you have a couple teams out there with, say, one ace.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, well, we gotta make sure he can pitch for us all season long. And then somehow make it, and he's got to be healthy and top of his game if we're in the playoffs.
Right.
Well, now we have a 60-game season. Hell. I mean, you can go ahead and... This is like the post-era of the new playoff strategy where everyone before had the agreed-upon, like, a closer will only come in to close out the game.
Right.
Which, thank you, Buck, for being the proof concept the other way, that leaving Jimenez in there and not putting in the best closer in the game to win a playoff game.
Whew.
Just bringing up bad stuff. But,
bad Orioles stuff, yes.
But he paved the way for the rest of that... That entire playoffs, the other teams were like, "Well, we're not.
We ain't doing that dumb shit.
That's dumb. We're gonna. It's seventh inning. Oh, it's close. Bring in the closer.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see your ace pitchers who are pitching a one hit game, play whole game. Go nine innings. Go ahead and just run with it.
Well, what's that other thing that they were starting here recently in the last season, two seasons, where they've had starters
come in and close?
No, well, the other way. So they had guys who would start, and okay, you're only going to pitch three innings. So kind of like they do it on the back end, the relief guys pitch.
Yeah.
You know, is that something that you think is gonna catch on and be a thing, or is that just a as needed basis? So when you have that doubleheader on a Sunday because of a rainout or something,
I think you're going to see that more often with teams with shitty pitching.
So Orioles.
Well, usually everybody has one good pitcher. What I'm saying,
the ace.
The ace of that team.
Of that team.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you're going to see some Nolan Ryan type era stuff come back. This may be paved the way to actually have legitimate 9-inning starting pitchers. Like what we saw at the tail end of like the Mike Mussinas and...
Well, do you think that's going to happen?
Because Pedro Martinez is...
Don't they typically have pitches on like a pitch count? So if you go past that pitch count, let me take you out.
That's what I'm saying. The pitch count. Why? What's so important about this pitch count? They're talking.
I have no idea.
Well, they're talking.
Probably those juiced baseballs are fucking up shoulders.
Oh, yeah, you know that's exactly what's going on. No, but you're talking. Well, because again, it goes to all these stupid analytics. Well, you see, if we get a starting pitcher and he pitches twice a week and he throws 200 pitches every week, then they look, oh, man, he pitched this many pitches for the entire season and the playoffs. It's like, well, now we got 60 games we got to worry about. Go ahead and pitch your entire ass off.
Get crazy.
It's
a shortened
season. And they're gonna. What I think they're going to find out is these pitchers that they're trying to protect, because all it's that Tommy John era when everyone's throwing all these nasty curveballs and everyone's getting these elbow injuries. Well, we got to limit pitch count, so we limit the amount of exposure. No, what you're going to see is the more that these guys can go ahead and pitch complete games, you're going to see that they're not going from hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. You're letting one guy get warm, stay warm, and play warm the entire game rather than have three or four or five guys coming in cold and just getting warmed up and then getting pulled out for another cold guy.
Right.
So I think you're going to see this is going to set up the following season to have guys going the distance again.
I'm liking your theory on this. And this might make baseball unboring.
Let's make baseball great again.
Make baseball great again. I like it.
MBGA.
Definitely the name of the podcast.
Absolutely. What did they say? It's America's pastime.
It is.
Well, it's going to be America's future.
Ooh. And on that note, we are out of here. Tell them good night, Handsome Shrek.
Good night, Handsome Shrek.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.